Captain Radio. Going to hospital can sometimes be a very stressful and anxious time for patients and their families. And if you're going to hospital, you probably have many questions. What should you take along with you? What is going to actually happen in hospital when you arrive? What are the next steps after you've actually left hospital? Well, Patient First is a program that aims to help people better understand the healthcare process and become more informed and involved in their own care. And here to tell us more about Patient First is Louise Mason, Project Officer in the Department of Health's Patient Safety and Clinical Quality Team. Gee, you've got a gorgeous title there, Louise.
Thank you. It is quite a mouthful, though, isn't it?
I'd like to see your business card. Is it 10 inches long? That aside, it's very, very important what you're doing, and it's great to know that there is a team working on helping the patient understand the process. So, first of all, if you could explain, what is Patient First?
Well, Patient First, it's a suite of patient information resources. So the resources have been designed to be given to patients at various points along their journey in hospital to make sure patients are given information at the right time when they really need it. So we know that patients can often get overwhelmed when going to hospital, so it's really important that we give those key messages to patients at the right times. So in this suite of resources, we've got three different booklets. So we've got one that's going to hospital, there's one staying safe while in hospital, and now that you're home.
There's
also a patient safety card, and there's a going home checklist.
Oh, gee, you've covered it all, isn't it? So why do you think it's really important that people understand the healthcare and hospital process?
Well, educating patients on the hospital process and any problems that can occur while in hospital can ease their stress, can ease any anxiety going to hospital. They can make the best decisions for them. It can help reduce potential problems from happening as well.
Oh, yeah.
It can be such simple things. It could be as simple as asking family or friends not to visit you if they're also unwell, because they're at a higher risk of getting an infection while in hospital. So it's the little things that if we let patients know before they're in hospital or why they're in hospital, they can make their stay a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. Very good point, actually. And, okay, what does patient consent mean then? How can people get more informed about their actual treatment coming up?
So when patients are having treatment or surgery, there's always a level of risk. So it's really important for patients to fully understand what's involved to do with their procedure or might be surgery or even taking some medications. They need to know what the risks are involved. So every patient has different risks. It might depend on their age or their weight or their gender. So it's important that the clinician performing the operation or procedure goes through their risk factors and talks them through it.
Yeah. So you've got rights and responsibilities as a patient, obviously, haven't you?
Yes, definitely. So our patients have the right to healthcare that's respectful, responsive, and above all, it's safe.
It's such a, you know, for somebody going in for the first time, you're right, it can be very daunting and not knowing what you can ask and what you should expect and what you should be able to give back and take responsibility of certain things there. So,
yes, definitely.
Yeah, and, you know, sharing wards with people, it can sometimes be a little bit sort of daunting as well, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. And in some of our hospitals, especially our tertiary hospitals, it might be that you're sharing a room with a male and you're female, or it might be that you're being looked after by a male nurse.
Yeah.
So knowing some of this information before going into hospital can often just help and make it that little bit easier for patients while in hospital.
I was in hospital a couple of years ago. I had a heart attack and I was in a ward. Well, it was an emergency, so I was in a ward, even though I've got private cover with four people, and two were men. And the snoring, let me tell you, Louise, was absolute. Can you do something about that, please? Can you do a check on people if they snore? I ended up going down the hallway and sleeping on one of the couches down there.
Oh, dear.
That's okay. You can look into that. I'm only kidding, though, but it did actually happen. So when you are going to be admitted, that's probably the time that you're feeling a little bit uneasy, aren't you, pre-admission?
Yeah, definitely, especially if you haven't been to hospital before or been in that situation before. People are a lot more nervous.
Yeah, so you may be asked to attend a pre-admission clinic. Does that happen fairly often?
Yes, usually, especially for all elective surgery. So patients definitely will have either a telephone interview, or so a call with a nurse, or they'll be asked to go into the hospital and have a chat.
Okay, so people listening probably haven't jotted down this information. Is there a website or anything that they can go to if they need to find out a little bit more?
Yes, definitely. So on the Department of Health's Healthy WA website, which is healthywa.wa.gov.au.
healthywa.gov.au. Okay. All right, I've got that there. A couple more things before you go. What about things that you should take into hospital? You could take too much, couldn't you?
Yeah, so it's important that patients don't bring large amounts of cash or jewelry or valuables with them. They might need a little cash for the TVs or the hospital tuck shops. And it depends if they're staying overnight in hospital or if they're just going in for day surgery.
Yeah.
If they're going in for day surgery, they just might need just a few things to keep them entertained while they wait for the surgery. But they won't need to bring in too much with them.
No, good. Very good point. There's not storage anyway.
Now, yeah.
What about the well-meaning families that bring in food to them? What's the situation there?
Well, it does depend at each hospital how they do that. But the main thing is if patients' family want to bring in food, just to let the nurse that's looking after them know, and then they'll let them know where they can store it, so if it needs to go in the fridge.
Okay.
Or they'll just keep in mind allergies for the patient. Or sometimes after surgery, patients might not be allowed to eat anything for a little while. So it's just best to keep in touch with the nurse and make sure it's given to them at the right time.
Just to check with the nursing staff before you have the food brought into you or something. The smell of KFC in the ward probably isn't that pleasant for a lot of people.
No, especially not after a procedure.
Or a curry or something, yeah, that's for sure. So it's time, okay, you've gone through the procedure and you've recovered, thank goodness, and it's time to leave the hospital. What about the discharge process?
Well, it's really important to start thinking about what you need to prepare to be able to go home. So things like, do you have someone to pick you up from the hospital? Because particularly after a procedure, you won't be able to drive home. So to have a family or friend available to pick you up. Also, if you prepare to speak to the pharmacist, have they gone through the medicines that you've been prescribed? Do you know when to take them? It really depends on what's happened, but it's the most important thing, I think, is to be prepared.
Yeah.
So I recently had knee surgery myself.
Oh.
And when I was planning to go into hospital, I realised that my husband was going to be away for a month, and then I live in my townhouse with the living rooms upstairs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I was like, I thought, okay, what can I do in case I'm on crutches, and what do I need to do? Okay, do I go to my sister's? Do I go to my mum's? It's that kind of planning beforehand is really important.
It certainly is. My God, did you go to your mum's? I would have.
So I ended up there. I was very fortunate that the doctor said I didn't have to use crutches.
Ah, okay.
So I just was able to hobble up and down the stairs.
So you read the whole checklist, did you? Preparing to get home, yeah.
Yeah, that's why our checklist, I think, is one of the most valuable resources in the suite, because it just gives patients an idea of the kind of things they need to start thinking about.
Very true.
Before going home.
And what about managing the condition? You did, of course, you got around it by hobbling up and down the steps, but you've got probably a few hazards at home if you're not walking too well.
Yeah, definitely. I had a little black cat that kept running around me, which is
dangerous.
You do have to be cautious of. So it's really important to follow any instructions that the hospital gives you about maybe your medicines or doing exercises after procedures. But it's quite common to have emotional and lifestyle changes after surgery or after spending time in hospital. And there's plenty of help out there. There's plenty of services or GP that patients could talk to afterwards if they just need someone to talk through it about.
Yes, you can get a little bit sort of teary and sensitive, I think, after you've been under anaesthetic for some reason. Is there a connection to that?
Yes, there is. It's not every patient, but quite often patients do. I think you just get very overwhelmed with the whole process, and you're in an unfamiliar environment.
Yeah. And feel a bit vulnerable, I suppose, if you're not going home to do the same things that you always do on a daily basis. Now, so what's next? I believe you're doing something about for the Aboriginal patients.
Yes, we are. So we've just released the generic resources, and now I'm working on some Aboriginal-specific resources. So we're hoping to have those available by the end of the year.
That's good. So in what way is it going to be a little bit different?
The resources will be set out a little bit differently, and it'll have more information specific for Aboriginal patients. So we'll talk about things like Aboriginal liaison officers, that are available in most of our hospitals that can support patients through that hospital journey.
What a great idea. That's fantastic. You're working very hard at it. And thank you very much for joining us and explaining that today, Louise.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That was Louise Mason, and a project officer from the Department of Health, Patient Safety and Clinical Quality team. They're doing a great job.